It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, is Wisconsin moving to the right politically? We'll get a conservative perspective and ask for your thoughts as well.
First, a school accountability bill drafted by Republicans in the state assembly was introduced yesterday, and it could have serious implications for failing public schools in Wisconsin.
Under the bill, failing schools would be converted to public schools, I should say, would be converted to independent charter schools. For private schools, all state payments would be cut off if they're failing for at least 4 years.
Here with us now to talk about the bill is Aaron Richards, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Aaron, welcome back.
Hello.
So the big headline here seems to be the turning failing public schools into charter schools part of this. So let's dig into that. What exactly is the plan here?
The plan, as it's outlined right now in the bill that's been put forward by the Assembly Republicans, is to put forward a bill that would actually have some sanctions when it comes to schools that persistently underperform for a number of years. If you're a public school, the idea would be that you underperform for a certain number of years, and then at that point, this new academic review board, that would be a new board set up, would say, okay, if you don't have the capacity to improve, we will convert you to a charter school. So the idea would be that this new board would evaluate proposals from charter school operators that could potentially take over that school. If there are no charter providers that want to take over that school, then the school board would be forced to turn their own school into a charter school.
And that's the plan for public schools that are deemed to be failing in Wisconsin. What about private schools?
Sure. So, again, this accountability bill is aimed at trying to bring all the publicly funded schools in Wisconsin into one single system where we would have some idea of how these schools are doing, and if the reviews show they're not doing well, that there's something that has to kick in to change them. For the private schools, which aren't part of any accountability system right now, the state could cut off payment to them if they underperformed for 3 consecutive years. They could cut off payments. They could say that the school couldn't accept new students, and that would have to happen for at least, I think, 4 years, 2 or 4 years. There's some technical language in there about which one they'd have to choose, and then they could reapply to have students come. But for practical effect, the idea would be to cut off their payment, which we often know results in the schools not being able to continue very successfully, if not shut down altogether.
And at the crux of all of this, the bill would also create an academic review board, a new entity that would develop a new system for evaluating schools. What do we know about what that board would be, what it would look like?
Well, this is really probably one of the most controversial parts of the bill. The new board would be made up of 12 members plus the superintendent of the state school systems. The devil's in the details. The bill is very explicit that, it says what job titles people have to have and that, you know, the governor would have one individual that he or she could appoint to the board, but then the other person would have to come from, a charter school or a private school. Certain lawmakers have a person that they can appoint, but they have to come from a specific sector, such as the type of school or a higher education institution. And this is where there's been a lot of controversy, even from the Republicans, who are largely in favor of some kind of accountability system, but think that this is far too specific and may not even stand up to a legal challenge, because in some ways it could usurp the authority of the state superintendent altogether. While the state superintendent does have nominees on this board, the way it's set up, it may not be able to withstand a legal challenge, or at least that's what some people are saying behind the scenes.
Right. Democrat Sandy Pope from the Assembly has said that she thinks a lawsuit is a possibility. She sees this as an overreach into DPI territory. Do you see that as something that would unfold if this went forward, or something that the Assembly is looking at?
I think that it would certainly be within the realm of likelihood if this goes forward. I think what we have to remember here, though, is, this has been put forth by the Assembly Republicans, who have been much more aggressive on the school accountability front. there are several key Republicans in the Senate who are not on board with this bill as it's been proposed. Senate Republicans are coming up with their own school accountability that I imagine will look different than this. So the fact that this is out there, you know, the only way a lawsuit would kick in, I would suspect, is if this actually passed as it is written. But certainly there are concerns from Democrats that the board would be an overreach. There are concerns, frankly, from the conservatives in many sectors have stood up today and said they actually think that the board emboldens the DPI's potential control or authority over the private voucher schools, and they don't like it for that reason. You also have some more Tea Party-aligned individuals who have looked at this bill and said, we don't want an accountability bill at all. All of the ideas and, you know, control over schools should all be local. There should be no state system that holds schools accountable. So you're really hearing from a lot of different people about this bill.
Now, one aspect of it that we haven't touched on yet is the testing involved. One of the tools that would assess whether the school was passing or failing. What do we know about how testing might work under this bill?
This is a very important piece. At the moment, all the publicly funded schools in Wisconsin take the same state achievement test. That's a relatively new change for private voucher schools, but traditional public schools and charter schools have taken that test for a long time. That test is changing this year to a different type of test, but the idea is everybody takes the same test. Even if they don't like the test, it's the same test given to the same kids at the same grades under the same types of conditions. When those results come out, even if we don't particularly like the test, we at least have some idea how everybody did on it. What the Republicans are proposing is to say this academic review board could approve multiple kinds of tests and that schools could be able to pick the test that they would like to use. For practical purposes, though, the public schools are beholden by a federal law that says they must administer the same test. So even though the bill would give flexibility, the only schools that would be able to use that flexibility would be the private voucher schools. On the other hand, there's a state agency at the University of Wisconsin-Madison that does a lot of overview comparison of test scores and testing purposes, and they have said it is technically possible to use different tests and to look at the results of those tests. But the more and different types of tests you use, the more unlikely it is you'll have a reliable, you know, the most reliable way to look at school and student performance is for everybody to take the same test. And that's what the this institution at UW-Madison has said. Even though it's technically possible, it's probably not the best way to look at school performance.
So this is just a proposed bill in the Assembly at this point, but there's already a lot of disagreement among Republicans who proposed it. What do you expect to happen next? What's the next movement?
The Assembly Education Committee is scheduled to have a hearing on this bill next week. That would be January 14th, Wednesday morning. The Senate Republicans are meeting, have met, were supposed to meet today about their version of the bill. It's unclear when that version, the Senate version, will come out, but I suspect that all of this activity has probably resulted in a relatively speedy timeline to get that out into the mix as well. I've heard that there is appetite among the Assembly Republicans to have something approved as early as the end of this month, but given the amount of concern, opposition, people talking about this thing, I'm not entirely convinced that will happen. It may take longer to get to something that would be agreeable or at least have enough votes to pass both houses.
Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Aaron Richards, education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.